Let's go back to the Morning X.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Bat City Scare Grounds. Boo!
Ah.
It's beginning to look a boo!
Ah.
I do that before I have a Halloween story. This one's not Halloween related. It's just scary. There's a new super STD that's sweeping across Europe that causes beefy red sores. Anybody for beefy red sores?
I like beefy people.
What? You like beefy people?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does beefy people mean?
Muscular.
Is that muscular?
It doesn't have to be muscular. Really? Big and beefy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are Jason and I beefy?
Trapped yourself in a corner there, didn't you?
Depends on the type of beef.
Uh-huh.
Could be pastrami? Is that a type of beef?
What?
I don't know. Is that a pastrami body?
I don't know. Confused. Big and beefy sores sound terrible. I don't want that.
Anytime you think that things are getting better, there's something like this that comes up. A flesh-eating, sexually transmitted disease that causes beefy red ulcers spreading across the UK.
Perfect.
Don't get donovanosis, kids. More on that later on in the morning. Speaking of gross diseased sores.
Check out your dad with the swag on the floor.
Is Limp Bizkit releasing a new album on Friday? I think so.
All signs point to Dear God, yes.
I think so. It's going to be a Halloween album, guys. I know I promised that the new Limp Bizkit would be on this radio station. They changed the radio station.
Uh-huh.
My bad.
They checkmated you.
Just in time.
More on that later as well. This is Halloween-ish. Reese's Candy Innovation News. Reese's is unleashing a new peanut butter cup that's got crushed up potato chips inside.
Ooh.
No!
You know what?
No.
I might be in. I might be in on that. I don't know.
I'm totally in.
It's weird. I'm not a Reese's guy except for Dairy Queen Blizzard. I get the Reese's Dairy Queen Blizzard Reese's. That's the only one that I will get.
So like Emily's
that's the
cat.
Only time that I would eat a Reese's.
So like Emily's cat, when she has to feed it a pill, you need to Reese's Pieces surrounded by ice cream. To Trojan horses.
That's basically it. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's just because in the wild, if I'm just having regular candies, give me a gummy or a Skittles, something like that. No messing around with the chocolate.
I love chocolate.
I ain't got time for that.
I don't like the Reese's, and I think it's because it gives me that peanut butter mouth. I'm used to, like you said, shoveling handfuls of Skittles into your mouth or M&Ms or whatever it is.
Right.
And you hit that Reese's cup with the peanut butter, and all of a sudden you're like,
wow, you guys are weak. Reese's is the best.
Is it?
I would say it's one of the best top
candies. It's always one of the highest rated.
Are you talking about Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I would say the cups.
Okay.
I really like the mini cups. There's like the ones that come in this bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, those used to get me in trouble because in the bag, you just open it up. You eat them like chips because they're not wrapped.
And now they have chips in them.
Yeah. Now they're just skipping straight to the chips.
And that sounds awesome.
Put some chips in there with
According to what I know about food science, that does seem to check out. That's good.
Well, speaking of sounding awesome, Emily, I feel like this is your dream, right? There's a dude identified in this story only as Dylan, Santa Clarita, California, who decided in an effort to save money, he was only going to eat at Six Flags. Mm-hmm. He figured out that you can pay $150 for the unlimited year-round pass. That includes parking and two meals a day. Is that a real... a thing that you can get the season pass where you get two meals a day?
Yeah, and you get snacks and free drinks on top of that.
Mm.
Adult drinks?
No.
Soda. Dylan figured this out in 2014, fresh out of college, and decided this is an awesome way for him to save money.
Wait, he's not even in college? This isn't even a college hack?
He says it was the first day of his internship in 2014 when he saw Six Flags Magic Mountain from the windows of his new office. He was a theme park enthusiast at the time, was just looking at their different options for tickets and decided, oh, life hack, this is a perfect opportunity for me to feed myself for an entire year for only $150.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he would go every day to Six Flags during his lunch break, eat lunch, go back to work, then stop back at Six Flags on his way home and eat dinner.
Yep.
He did this every day for several years, probably put a little bit of a dent in the guy because he says early on The menu was only burgers and fries, pizza and breadsticks, or as he calls it, a pathetic sandwich. Aw, pathetic sandwich. But he's been doing it since 2014. He's had to back it off a little as he got married. And so now he says his wife likes to have dinner at home. Tyrannical bitch.
Oh, come on.
Also, she's not really big into roller coasters, so he doesn't go often on the weekends as well.
Sounds like he didn't marry the right person.
Still pops in for lunch. He says the whole staff there knows him, and they wave at him as he comes and goes. He eats lunch every day at the theme park. He says the menu has improved as well. They now have tri-tip sandwiches. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan options like black bean burgers and meatless meatball subs. Golly.
Okay.
So meatless subs. Meatball sub.
Yum.
That is a worse story than the beefy source. What kind of a world are we living in where there's... he says he never misses Thanksgiving, where they serve the Thanksgiving dog, a turkey hot dog. Great.
Does it have, like,
cranberry sauce?
And size?
I don't know.
Just a turkey dog, yeah.
But okay. I got it for $150 a year, and you can eat two meals a day there if you go every day. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sweet life hack. Now, here's the thing. Could you stomach it? You remember former producer of this show, Alex, had the unlimited pasta pass and was trying to eat every meal twice a day at Olive Garden.
Ooh,
and
just trying to break the Olive Garden.
No, by like day 10, Emily, he was like, I can't eat any more pasta. No more breadsticks, okay?
I will say.
Stab me in the heart with a breadstick.
I went to Six Flags on Friday and my friends have that pass. It's like a platinum pass. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So they let me eat off of their plates and have food. And basically,
cheating.
What,
they're going to get their platinum pass revoked.
No. The rule is you get a meal, you get three meals a day, and you just have to wait an hour in between. So you could get your first meal.
Three meals a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much is this platinum pass? It's got to be more than
$150. No, it's like $150, maybe $299
a month, it says.
What's that?
Now, they have, I'm on Six Flags' website. This just says 25% off most candy, 15% off most food and drinks.
No, they have unlimited a platinum soften. Pass.
I mean, I'm looking at platinum membership. I'm telling you what it's on here on the website.
It's the diamond one.
The diamond is 35% off most food.
No,
diamond
they
elite.
Have, I promise you it's all free.
50%.
But you will be in the bathroom all day. That's what happened to me.
Oh, no.
That is free as well.
Oh, no.
Free bathrooms.
What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends, Nick, Emily, and we have your chance at Swedish House Mafia tickets, Moody Center, August 25th. Go! Oh, 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 oh!
Oh, 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 oh!
Oh, 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 oh!
I'll have what she's having.
Respectful. I'll have what she's having is the name of our TVGuide.com game. This is the one where today Nick is going to read us the TVGuide.com description of a movie. Emily and I will buzz in with our names when we think we know the film in question. And then, bonus points to the left, bonus points to the right, bonus points up high, bonus points down low. You can get a million bonus points by naming the actors in that film, but you have to name them in the exact order they are billed on TVGuide.com, which sometimes gets a little goofy.
It's a little messed up.
Emily, I know you're oftentimes freaked out and scared by it.
I want you to know...
that this is a game where if you buzz in, you then have a finite amount of time to answer. There will be a countdown that soon follows your buzz in.
Don't count.
Five.
Yeah.
Four.
No.
So don't.
This
don't,
is evil.
It's not evil.
You
it's
guys are way, just setting me up to
it's
lose.
It's the way the game shows work.
Can we just have like a mental countdown?
It's the way that,
you know?
Well, no. If you know the answer, usually that's the way. I don't want to give you strategy right here from the beginning, but I like to wait until I know the answer to buzz in. And so then the countdown is usually not really a factor. Sometimes, I have significant brain damage, so sometimes I'm like, I know the answer. It's just going to take me a minute to find it, and the countdown will screw me as well.
See, that's me.
I've never
brain
gone
damage.
Into panic mode because of the countdown.
I typically get it right when I'm panicking.
All right,
I just have to dig in my brain.
Well, we each play on behalf of a listener. John called first. He chose Team Jason. You have chosen wisely. Emily, you're playing for Carlos. So if Emily wins, Carlos, you're going to see Swedish House Mafia. John, I got you, man. Nick, let's do it, buddy.
A family live in complete silence.
Emily.
Jason.
A Quiet Place.
Yes.
Dang it.
Haven't seen it.
Gosh.
Haven't seen it. I know it's good.
Gosh. Right?
It's supposed to be good.
It was good. I saw all of them so far.
Both?
Yeah.
Aren't there just two?
Yeah.
All of them?
That's all of them.
Okay. Let's see. What's a good movie that came out this year? The Many Saints of Newark? I saw all of them. Did you just hug me at the Many Saints of Newark? What's the problem?
That's all right.
Did you watch it?
I did. It's better than El Camino, the Breaking Bad extended episode, but...
How dare you? Okay, I can get bonus points by naming the people in...
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. Look, I'm probably just going to stick with Jim, because I know he's married to an Emily, but who knows which Emily is which one?
Yeah.
Is it just Blunt? Is there only one Emily?
It's not our Emily.
How do you know? How do you know?
How do I know that you're not married to John Krasinski?
How do you know?
golly, which one is the one? Is Emily? Is it that one? You know what? I'm going to beat the pants off of her anyway.
Wait a minute.
So that means I should go for less points, right?
Wow.
Okay, I'll just say John Krasinski. Final answer.
John Krasinski.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Who are the other Emilys that I'm thinking of?
Rajakowski?
Yeah, Rajakowski.
I think I'm doing
Emily
a whole...
Emily Dickinson.
what's the girl? What's Jason Sudeikis' girl name?
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, the Olivias. I get all the Olivias mixed up. Mm. But also Emily, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All those basics.
Okay, you only need to know one, and that's me.
Okay, 2-0. Going to the second one. Still anybody's game, though.
I forgot. I need to buzz in as M. Emily has too many...
That's not what cost you there, but syllables.
Syllables.
Yeah. Doing it.
A lovable dolt from the Louisiana Bayou. Works, Jason.
Ooh.
4-3.
Forrest Gump.
No.
That's
Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah, that was dope.
A lovable dolt from the Louisiana Bayou.
I'm opening the door for you here, Emily.
Wait, what's
works
it?
As a water boy for a college football team.
I was really thinking
but
that,
when he
too.
Gets angry, he becomes a football dynamo, and the coach decides to capitalize on that.
Are you kidding me?
There's just one problem. He must hide his new role on the team from his neurotic mom.
Foosball!
Emily? Do I get negative points?
Yes. 4-3.
If I don't answer, do I get negative points?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
What?
What
is this movie? What?
A lovable adult from Louisiana Bayou works as a
water boy.
Oh.
Starring Adam Sandler, Kathy Bates. Is it the Fonz next?
Henry Winkler.
Who's
no
the girl?
Idea.
Bulk, and then Jerry.
Golly, I was really
the water
thinking
boys who were looking
when you
for
say works in the Louisiana. I was like, is it going to be the water boy?
Minus one for Emily.
I have no idea.
So
never seen it.
To negative.
Never will.
I would advise you not to buzz in then on the ones that you don't.
Well, I didn't. I forgot we were going to get negative points.
Right.
Whatever. It's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Negative 1-1. Golly, I'm just disappointed of my performance. Going to the final one, Nick.
In this thrilling and hilarious reboot of the beloved sci-fi comedy franchise, two paranormal researchers,
Dick.
Jason.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Mm.
Wait, which one, though? There's like three reboots.
It's called Ghostbusters, right? Look, I've won the game, but just for bonus point purposes.
You are correct at buzzing in for Ghostbusters.
I forget who Ray is.
Ray, if somebody asks you if you're a woman, you say yes.
Who is it? A.D. Bryant? Okay, give me Kristen Wiig, A.D. Bryant, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones.
Oh, your bias is showing. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, no! I'm the rich man's A.D. Bryant.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah. Got me. Melissa McCarthy's number one?
Yes. She's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And Kristen Wiig is
Kristen Wiig's Ray.
Egon. And then Kate McKinnon is probably Ray.
No. Kate McKinnon is Egon. You know, I mean, look, there's right. not a one okay. for one. Kristen Wiig is right.
Yeah,
thing,
Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones, Charles Dance, Chris Hemsworth.
Golly, that movie's a nightmare.
Well, there's a new one coming out. So
we did it, John. Congratulations! You're going to see Swedish House Mafia. Hold on, man. A lot of Six Flags talk on the show today. Fiesta Texas. Emily is young and innocent. And just wants the best for the world. Responsible. Yeah. I've heard responsible said about her. Mm-hmm. Then why was she trying to sneak drugs into Six Flags this weekend?
Hey now.
Why are you a drug smuggling degen lowlife? That's a family establishment, Emily.
It's true. I might have smuggled the drug into Six Flags. And it's also true that I might have been caught.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's okay. I'm here. I didn't go to jail. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
No, I went to Six Flags on Friday because I have a season pass. Mm-hmm. And
on a Friday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. After the show, I booked it to San Antonio and I went to Six Flags. They were doing their Fright Fest. Boo. Yeah. It's frightful.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. That I actually bought the season pass just so I could go to all of the holiday in the park kind of things. So get ready, Christmas. I'm coming for you. but I went with my friends and we were about to go into the park.
Are your friends from here as well?
They're from Houston. These are people I grew up with.
And so they came from Houston to go to Six Flags in San Antonio?
No, they now live in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
They went to school there, and then they just stayed.
Yeah. See, that's what the people, the season pass people, like I probably should and could and would enjoy having a Schlitterbahn season pass.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when I sign up for that, I'm now just signing up for hours of driving. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
No, maybe don't. I need to rebuild my courage in between every one. I can't go up there and give them the money and say, I'm just ready for the 15 hours of driving that this will necessitate.
I got the special COVID deal. So do you remember that little whatever?
Yeah. You need to explain this deal.
Was there a special discount for people with COVID?
No. People without COVID got the deal. People with COVID, sorry, you're out. You get the full price. No, that sweet spot between when we got the vaccine and we were like, COVID's over. We have the vaccine. We're good.
Yeah.
I bought it because it was only like $60, which pays for, if you go twice, it pays for your season pass. And I was like, I could go twice. And then the Delta variant happened and I didn't go for a while. So I decided, you know what? We're going to go for Halloween because the only reason why I wanted this is so I could go to the haunted houses and go to Fright Fest and see all the spooky people walking around the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
Okay.
So
you wanted to be in a fog from drugs.
Special drugs. So we go to leave and we get out of our car and my two friends don't bring purses because they're platinum members. They know what they're doing. They're like, don't bring a purse. Everything goes in your pockets and that's it.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be the only wimpy one with the purse. So I decided to put everything in my pockets and I put something in my pocket.
Oh, snap.
I did. And I didn't think
We're
about
gonna
it.
Be rolling soon, boys and girls.
I did not think about
the snake.
That it was going to be an issue because it's not something that should be an issue. It should be normalized. And we start going through the front gates.
You really like heroin, Emily. Normalized heroin. Jesus.
We go.
It used to be medicine.
It did. Hey, do you remember what the old formula of Coke was? Wasn't there cocaine in it?
I don't know. Probably, maybe.
Yeah. They have that in the park, or are they a Pepsi park?
But that
I don't
was
know.
Back when you could make a baby work in a mine. Okay, everything was legal then.
So
you put your drugs in your pocket.
I put my drugs in my pocket. We go through the front gates, and I'm excited. I see all the roller coasters. I'm like, yes, mm-hmm. We're about to start. I hear the spooky music. It's time, and I'm walking through the gates. And then I just trip and fall out of nowhere. I just feel this plunk, and I'm like, ow, what? And I fall and I look over to my left and this drug dog is just hitting me. Like he stepped in front of my way and made mm-hmm. me trip over him. And I was like, oh,
I'm walking here, drug dog.
Yeah, I was like, man, should I feel guilty about accidentally kicking this dog? Because I thought it was my fault. And the guy, the handler, the policeman goes, oh, I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, oh, no, it's okay. And he goes, yeah, you're good. Go ahead, go through. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you very much. didn't even think that he might have been stopping me for drug-related reasons. I thought this stupid dog just got in my way of all of the amazing roller coasters and scares that I was about to have. And then I walk through the gates, I go up, and a security person comes up to me, and he goes, "Hey, I need you to empty your pockets." And I was like, "Oh, all I have is my phone, and then you know, that's about it." He's like, "Come over here for a second." And I was like, "Oh."
Additional screening.
Yeah.
Bonus time.
And my friends were already through the gate. They were looking at me with their eyes were super giant. They're very good at
They're like, "She got busted.
Too.
Run. They're like,
run. We don't know her. Leave her here." So I go through and I empty all of my pockets and I pull out my drug paraphernalia. And I pull it out and I say, "Well, all I have is my phone and then this birth control." And the guy, but the funny part was, is it looks
trying to get high on stopping life.
The reason why it looked so sketchy is because I didn't want to bring
a single pill in your pocket.
I didn't want to bring the entire pack into the park because I was immediately going to go in the park and get some water and take it. Mm-hmm. And so I just had a loose little pink pill in my pants.
Hey, is this because you're worried about getting pregnant at Six Flags? Like, is this
no? Here, let me educate you. When you certain birth controls, you have to take it a specific time of the day.
Oh,
okay. Like in
roller
an hour.
Coaster o'clock.
Yes, and if you don't take it within that hour, sometimes it can mess you up.
Oh.
So
I know you have to keep on your schedule, otherwise, you know, oops, accidental pregnancy.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was that specific of like you have to take it a certain time.
Oh yeah, it's very specific.
So you were just walking around with loose birth control in your pocket,
and I showed the
loose
guy.
Birth control is what I would call my 20s. That was just like how I approached. We're batting 1,000 or zero.
I mean, zero
which,
is loose.
Whichever one is the good one.
But I walked up, and the guy's
drug dog
face,
identified
yes.
the man.
I know, they're getting good. I don't know what they're teaching them in drug dog school, but oh my God.
First of all, if you're sneaking drugs into Six Flags, like.
You're smart. That's a great idea. I mean, don't
do
that.
What are you worried about, Six Flags? And somebody's going to take too many Delta 8 gummies and enjoy the rides
more? You know what? That is interesting. Why is Six Flags got a drug dog?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what's the concern there?
That officer who's like, "Oh, sorry about that. My dog is just drunk. Clearly, go on through." Liar!
I know!
He signaled somebody. He gave you the whole little boop, boop, check her out.
Yeah.
That's entrapment.
And I guess I looked sketchy. I don't know. I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Is that like what sketchy people wear?
You got a questionable look about you for sure.
I guess. Yeah. But the guy's face when I pulled out the little pill and he just kind of looked at it, squinted because it's so tiny. And then I said very proudly, "This is my birth control." And he goes, okay. And then he gave me the little thing to put your phone in so they could put it through the scanner. Yeah, and I was like, "Do I need to put it in the dish?" And he was like, no, it's just go ahead.
In my mind, he took a pocket knife out and he scraped a little bit of it and like, yeah, it's pure.
So
it's pure birth control.
Look, I don't want to, I don't mind enabling the pill popping roller coaster enthusiasts of the world. But let's say you're sneaking your... What would be the drug that they don't want you to have? Ecstasy? Let's say you're sneaking your ecstasy into Six Flags for
what a weird
for an extra
do Quaalude just to make
extra
this older.
Spooky, spooktacular experience. When the drug dog busts you, pull it out and be like, "This is my birth control." And then the guy's just like, "Oh, sorry." So Emily got busted by the Six Flags drug dog trying to smuggle her birth control into the park. How many of those park employees were you going to have sex with, Emily?
Hey, no. It just made me feel good that they believed me because they looked at that pill and they said, "Yeah, that girl looks like she needs that."
I mean, look, sometimes if you want to get that top prize, you got to put out.
Oh my God.
No, that's not true. Just be good at the game.
Serena G says, "Okay, first of all, don't say your Molly is birth control or any other type of pill because birth control pills are tiny. Let's not plant this seed."
I agree.
Serena G, horse pill?
Don't say plant this seed while we're talking about birth control. You're just putting the wrong energy out there, man. Hannah says, "Not taking my birth control at the same time every day is the reason I have a 7-year-old. So congratulations.
So you hear that, everybody?
This is of life.
I often need to tell that
education.
Kid that story.
Right. You know, if I would have taken my birth control an hour later or an hour before, you wouldn't
pill
have been
organizations.
Here.
If I had one of these 7 years ago,
how was the spooktacularness?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was awesome, and I got to explore all of the worlds of haunted houses. They had scary people walking around that would go. Okay, when I say scary people,
oh my god, I don't care.
They're mainly teenagers, so that was already scary.
They are scary to me.
Yeah,
yes.
Going up to me like. Bah! I was like, oh, good one.
Oh, teenagers, like, dressed some
like
sort of
zombies
Halloween makeup. And,
yeah. Okay. I got the free food. It was fun. There's a lot of smoke machines.
Good. How are the lines? Yeah. How are the lines for the roller coaster rides?
Honestly, I don't know what happened. It might have been the fact that I was there and everybody was driven away by my my drug use. there were
Come on,
no
Timmy.
Lines.
Come on. We're not going to ride the same ride as that drug dealer, that drug pushing lady with the fake hair. That's not her real hair color.
Yeah, exactly. I kept turning
That's
around and was like, hey, kid, do you want to buy my birth control off of me for $10? A free pizza?
The first one's free.
Yeah. But no, there was actually no lines. I don't know what happened. It was a Friday. It was the Friday the week before Halloween, so we expected a lot of long lines.
Are they still prejudiced against people with muscular shoulders?
As somebody without muscular shoulders, I don't know if I can disclose this.
You don't understand.
No, I am not a part of the community, so I do not have a say, unfortunately. But
do you know muscular shoulders references?
Is it because of the bars?
Yeah.
Where they like put the bars over
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
And the last time I went to Six Flags. The last time I'll ever go.
No.
I was
just because of the drive. Six
I was
Flags.
Denied access to the Batman ride because they could not get the overhead harness down over my muscular shoulders.
Is that what they said?
They did not explain anything, but I felt I felt the limitation where it wouldn't latch, and the problem was all up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Not around here.
Not in the
all up here.
Nope.
Okay.
Jason was like, "I swear I can fit," and the guy was like, "Swear to me."
The Morning X, 6 to 10, alternative rock all day.